Placentia man gets over 7 years in prison for check fraud scheme. Santa Ana, California. A 26-year-old Placentia man was sentenced October 23 to more than 7 years in federal prison for a social media check fraud scheme that led to more than $400,000 in losses. Meshock Samuels pleaded guilty May 25 to a count of conspiracy to commit bank fraud and 2 counts of being a felon in possession of weapons. Beyond the 90-month prison sentence, U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney also ordered Mr. Samuels to pay $423,087 in restitution. Mr. Samuels charged fees to his social media followers for tips on how to recruit others to help them use a check fraud scheme to steal from banks, prosecutors said. Mr. Samuels and others ran the scheme involving stolen personal identifying information and depositing phony checks into third-party accounts from May 2021 through March 2022, prosecutors said. Once the money from the bogus checks was registered in a bank account, Mr. Samuels and others would take out the cash in amounts lower than $10,000 so they could avoid activity security safeguards, prosecutors said. The scheme sought about $1.2 million, but led to losses of at least $423,087, prosecutors said. Mr. Samuels was also involved during the pandemic in a scheme to steal about $14,250 in state unemployment benefits using the identities of the deceased or others not eligible for benefits, according to prosecutors. He has a criminal history that includes aggravated battery on a police officer in Florida with an enhancement for attempted murder, prosecutors said. During an August 2021 traffic stop in Costa Mesa, officers recovered a gun and ammunition on him, prosecutors said. When federal agents searched Mr. Samuels's home in March 2022, they found 5 guns and ammunition, prosecutors said. Sasha Lizette Jimenez, 26, the defendant's ex-girlfriend, pleaded guilty May 22 in a related case to the state unemployment insurance fraud scheme, prosecutors said. Ms. Jimenez, who kept the books for the scheme, caused at least $2.8 million in fraudulent unemployment benefit debit cards to be issued and at least $2.3 million was taken from them, prosecutors said. She is scheduled to be sentenced December 4.